Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. If you're new to the show, subscribe right there. We got new episodes every Monday. It's me. Sometimes we have guests leaning into the solo thing. Do we like it? Do we hate it? Comment below or keep it to yourself. Whatever happened to taking it to the grave, huh? Whatever happened to just thinking it in your head and not saying it out loud? I think Facebook really changed the game on that. Mark Zuckerberg gave everybody a voice. Even my white rapper brother-in-law, Durte, who has cleaned it up. I'll give him that. Shout out to Durte. We'll put up a music video of a YouTube link here to one of his songs. I think he's got a song called I'm an Asshole. He's also got one called like Watch Your Back at or yeah, they're all titled after things that that are real true to the core, you know? Shooting spitfire darts, as he says. He doesn't say that. If he did, I'd probably disown him. But rappers talk cool. Rappers talk cooler than most of us. They know how to, you know, fuck it, dude. If they're being able to freestyle is an insane skill set. Do you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I'm dressed like I'm trying to get you to open a new checking account at Chase. That's because I've got an audition right after this, okay? But I thought it's Valentine's Day. I'd come in looking as sharp as possible, try to feel good. I wear a hat a lot. My mom always tells me, you have such a nice head of hair. Stop wearing that fucking hat. And she's not wrong. It just takes time. I'm so lazy, dude, to do my hair. But, you know, this feels all right. The gray's coming in. That's what she said. But the gray's coming in. The gray is coming in. What do you do? Do you color it? Do you leave it? Do you go full Steve Martin? It's just, it's sporadic. It's not enough to be concerned. That being said, what do you do? I think guys let it go historically more, right? You look at some of these gangsters out there. Jeff Bridges, Steve Martin, you know, Robert Downey Jr. now, letting the gray come through. Although I did just see RDJ on Kimmel, and he was like, yeah, sure, I didn't dye my hair. Or I do dye my hair. Sometimes I dye my hair. But Jimmy, it's nice to see you. So obviously, Oppenheimer, I'm nominated for the Academy Award, and I'm excited. I'm not over the moon. I'm passionate. I'm fired up. I'm staying somewhat neutral, but it's also because, look, I've been to the Academy Awards many times. I've been nominated a few times. Chaplin, not Iron Man, not Heart and Souls, not Tropic Thunder, or maybe I was. I was nominated for a Golden Globe, but I was playing a black guy, and you can't do that anymore. You just have to be weird about it. You can't say black. You have to say, you know, cool, dark guy. I don't know what the saying is, but I did it. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, Burger King, whatever. Dip your fry in a Frosty. You know, one in the pink, two in the stink. So I digress. But my point is, I color my hair. I think he does. He looks like he does. Why wouldn't he? He's 60. RDJ is 60. Harrison Ford is 81. And Haley Joel Osment, I think, is like 45, which is bonkers. Wait, no. That's not right. Because he was a young kid in Forrest Gump when I saw that, and that was 94, and I was 12. So he can't be older than me. Hi, my name's Adam Ray. And I smoke pot, and sometimes it affects my ability to do math. And sometimes that math shows itself when you're trying to deduct the ages of actors in feature films. Haley Joel Osment was not older than me when he played a child in Forrest Gump when I was a child. That would have been fucking nuts. That part always gets me, by the way. Whew. I just watched that again on the plane. Coming back from, the fuck was I? Vegas. For the Super Bowl. That's why I can't put one in front of the other right now. Vegas takes it out of you. I'll get back to my favorite part about Forrest Gump in a second, but holy shit, dude. Can we just talk? Getting bunched up here. This is why I need a stylist. I look all right. I look like I'm going to be like, we want to sign you to a full record deal, but we want to change your name to the Baja Men. You got that song, Who Let the Dogs Out? Nobody needs to know who let them out. You let us handle that. We'll let everyone know who let them out and when they let them out. You just worry about making the chorus catchy, huh? We also got the Bare Naked Ladies, Sister Hazel, Everclear, the Jim Blossoms, Tracy Chapman, Vertical Horizon, and Michelle Branch. We're going to put you all together for a festival called Someone's Getting Fingered to This Music.com. By the way, would definitely go see that festival. That's all the 90s bands that got things going in the right direction. Maybe throw Goo Goo Dolls in there. Maybe throw John Mayer in there. Maybe throw Dave Matthews Band in there. Maybe throw David Gray in there. Maybe throw, Alanis. Got to throw Alanis in there. Vegas, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why do you insist on ruining people's lives? You go to Vegas, excited. Wow, here's everyone in Vegas walking down the strip.
Bellagio, Trump Hotel. There's a Denny's Marquee, the M&M store, Coca-Cola Land, Diet Cola Land, strippers, dwarfs, butt cheeks, booze, tits, chips, dip, more tits, Wayne Newton.
And then you come back Sunday and you're like, get me the fuck out of here. And it's a lot. It's a lot because everybody's smoking, everybody's toking, and everybody's choking on their financial troubles. Because it's tough to not gamble. I only gambled a few times. I threw $100 down on blackjack. I went, hit me on six. You have to hit on six. You have to hit on six, which is probably what Joey Lawrence said to one of the actors while they were filming Blossom. That's a weird little thing I just put together there. Six was a character on the show Blossom with Mayim Bialik, who played the lead Blossom, and Six was her best friend, played by Jenna Vonoy. How the fuck do I remember that? Jenna Vonoy played Six. What a weird name. But she had a great career. She was on Blossom. I don't know what she did after that. But if you're on a hit sitcom, you're doing all right. Who said that? I don't know. Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat, throw him in the 90s festival. I'd pay to see that. Sugar Ray. Getting a lot of spam calls recently. I want to pick it up and just tell that guy to eat his own ass, but yeah, I don't know. They tap all the calls. Vegas. Sucked it out of me like a glory hole bathroom attendant that was just trying to give you mints and tell you where to get back on the freeway. Super Bowl energy was electric, I'll say that. Had 8 shows at the Tropicana Laugh Factory. I'm sure you saw that clip I posted. We'll put up a shot of it right there. It's on my Instagram of the woman that was high as balls on the last show of the weekend, Super Bowl Sunday, who I went into the crowd to embrace and was just giggling up a storm and so sweet. She was a big fan, which I appreciate, and she just could not control her joy in that moment. And it was insane and infectious and a very sweet, hilarious moment, and I was proud to be alive for it. Shout out to that gal. Lila was her name. Lila was her name, and weed was her game that night. But the shows were fun. I appreciate everybody. Oh, let's pull this back down. Appreciate everybody coming out. We'll be posting more clips from that weekend. Worked out a bunch of new stuff, which is always fun. Vegas crowds are well-equipped for trying out new bits because you're getting everybody from everywhere all at once. And so you got to take advantage of that because you got a bunch of different thoughts and opinions and approaches to the world. Cool. Let me see if this one idea can cut through all of them at the same time. Went to some parties. Went to a skills competition with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, who were launching their vodka Porosos. We're going to cut to some pictures of that right now. Did a punt, pass, kick competition with Bobby Lee, Will Compton, Joey Fatone. Man, it was fun. It was fun. Bert and Tom know how to party, man. They had a big show at MGM Grand with Bobby Lee and Shane Gillis, and then a big after party, and Guy Fieri was there, and Vince Vaughn, and Jimmy Kimmel, and man, it was wild. Their vodka is incredible. I drank almost a bottle of it during the skills competition. You had to kick some punts, kick some field goals. It was Tom versus Bert's team. I was on Bert's team. And then one was they had a guy dressed in a bear suit from Two Bears, One Cave, their podcast. And you had to hit him, throw some footballs at him. I got 3 out of 4 or 3 out of 5. The punts, not so good. The field goals, I tried to do a thing where I was drinking shots from the bottle as I was kicking. Thought it would look cool on camera. Maybe it did. Didn't help the kick. So fuck that up, but had a blast. And then had two shows of my own that night, and then we went out to a party later that night, and then an after party. And then we went over to the Sports Illustrated party for a minute and saw the Chainsmokers for a bit. Vegas, man, they do it up. I mean, look, there's so much to do. I think we had a good time. Then you go on Instagram and you see, you know, Quavo and fucking my boy Ronnie 2K and King Batch and Miles Teller and Leo and fucking Penn and Teller and fucking the director of Two Girls, One Cup. Everyone's having a blast. There's parties you didn't even know about. You know what I'm saying? But that's what Vegas, that's what they offer, you know. When it was in Arizona last year, we went to like three parties. There was like a couple parties every night. And there's, look, every city has a ton of venues. No shortage of fun to be had. But Vegas really just, oh my God, dude. There was just so much. And then the game. Woke up Sunday hurting and didn't drink until a little bit Sunday night. And then I decided to actually get really high for my late show. And that was fun. I sat on the stool. That's where that laughing Lila moment happened. But I felt like dialed in. And again, you're doing 45 minutes. But it was nice to just sit on the stool, be a little stony, be loose, take some chances, riff on some stories that I hadn't really thoroughly worked out yet. But the crowd was engaged enough to let me throw some darts. But the game was wild. Holy shit. Put $100 on the Chiefs. Got that. Put $50 on heads. Got that. Did not see that ending coming. Wow. Niners. You blew it. You fucking blew it. But you also played against Patrick Mahomes. And that sucks. Because he's great. My boy Travis Kelce. What a game. One target in the first half. Went ballistic on Coach Reed. I loved it. I mean, shit, man. Just from knowing Trav and knowing his relationship with Coach Andy Reed, no part of me was fazed by that. I was just like, fuck, dude. The guy wants to win so bad. I love seeing emotion on players that back it up, dude. And it's not, I mean, and he just said on him and his brother Jason's New Heights podcast, which is awesome. One of the best new pods out there. That he was a little cautious that he might fucking check him and knock him over. He's like, I got a little too close for comfort. But hey, man, message received. And Coach Reed obviously was like, yeah, dude, he's passionate. I know him. I loved it. And I went over to him right after and was like, fucking, we're good. I got you. We're on the same page. And then second half, I think he had, you know, 90 yards, 10 catches, you know, 10 targets. And a couple of big receptions that set up a field goal to tie it and the game winner. Brock Purdy's young. He played well. I fucking hate the Niners. Sam Darnold, you're my boy. You back up Purdy. If you were starting, it'd be a tougher call for me. But the Niners, hey, man, they're a rival to my Seahawks. And for that, they can eat a dick, suck their own ass, and fucking poke themselves in the eye with someone else's thumb. Because I fucking hate you. I don't hate you. Hate's a strong word. I hope your team always loses. There we go. I love seeing you get close and fucking just get your heart ripped out. That's how. There it is. And I got friends who are big Niners fans. Lucas Seeley, comedian. Real estate guy now, I think. More than comedian. But funny guy. Big Niners fan. Talks a lot of shit. One of those guys that talks more shit about your team than praises and celebrates his own team. Does that make sense? So you feel bad. You're like, you're getting pretty personal. And, you know, he and I go back and forth on Facebook. I kind of stopped because it wasn't fun anymore. But love Luke. Shout out to Luke. But he goes a little hard in the paint on teams, especially the Seahawks, that aren't his. Now, did I want to post something when the Niners blew the Super Bowl and lost in heartbreaking fashion? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Did I want to text him something like, oof, great game, smiley face? Yeah. I didn't. I kept it cool. I kept it chill. I guess I'm talking about it now, but, you know, this is days removed, so hopefully he has, you know, grown into a better place. People lost a lot of money on that game. I heard there were some bets that just did not hold up their end of the bargain. I don't know, man. Chiefs are good. They're going to go for it again next year. a possible three-peat. You can't bet against Mahomes and Kelce. That's just like they're the new Jordan Pippen, the new fucking Favre and Jordy Nelson or, yeah, dude, Peyton Kemp. They're just a killer combo, dude. They're so dialed in. And Travis is so fun. Look at him in the after parties. Look at him on the field, dude. The guy's a gangster. Deserves it all. Deserves it all, man. The commercials, the love, you know, all the stuff in his personal life. Deserves it all, man. And again, I can say this because I've kicked it with him enough to know how genuine of a great guy he is. So you can have your own thoughts and opinions, as we all do, especially when it comes to pop culture and you're from afar. All you see is pictures and videos. But, man, you get a one-on-one hang and spend some time with someone, you know, at a gas station, watching how they respond to fans approaching them, kicking at their house, you know, the podcast. When we first met, obviously, we shot this commercial for, I think it was TVs that only – the commercial only aired in Kansas City, I believe, which is wild because I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. And now he's on every commercial worldwide, which is awesome. Get that money. But that was, you know, a 15-hour day we spent together and then went out to some bars after that. So enough one-on-one to really go, oh, man, this guy's works hard, plays hard. That's the formula for life, baby. Burn the candle at both ends and then find that break in between. Get some moderation going if that's what you want. But if you can fucking go at both speeds, hey, man, more power to you. But Vegas did it right. Good to be back. The Tropicana, RIP. They're tearing it down to make room for a baseball stadium. Been going to the Tropicana for 10 years now. I'd like to take it as a sign that things are going to, you know, turn up a notch. Been selling more tickets on the road. Dr. Phil Live has given a little bit of a boost that is much appreciated. If you're watching this, I hope you've seen the new Bill Burr episode that dropped on Friday, February 16th. Man, what a good one. Burr came back for a second time. And it was so fucking fun. And we've announced the date and guest for the Netflix is a Joke, Dr. Phil Live Show, May 6th, 7:30 p.m. with Burt Kreischer, The Machine, and Mark Normand, huh? Wow, that's going to be a powerhouse show. And a couple special guests that might pop in, too. So this one could be bananas. May 6th, 7:30 Comedy Store for the Netflix is a Joke Festival. March 5th and April 2nd shows. March 5th, I believe, is sold out. April 2nd is pretty close to it. The guests will be announced very shortly for those. But again, go back and watch the ones you haven't seen. Tune into the new episode, Burr's Return, that dropped last Friday. And I thank you for the support on that. It's been very cool. Sold out all my shows in Houston at Riot Comedy Club this past weekend. 6 shows. We had 3 shows Friday and Saturday each night. It was a lot. It was a lot. But man, I appreciate you guys. Love that room. First time there. Had a fucking blast. And can't wait to go back, honestly.
This episode of the About Last Night podcast is sponsored by Good Chop. Guys, you want to start the year off right. I know you can't say Happy New Year anymore because people go, hey, man, it's almost Valentine's Day. Say for next year, I don't know what time it is. So you want to make sure you're prepared, you're feeling good, and you got the right foods coming into your house and going into your body. That's what she said. So Good Chop, what do? Well, they prevent you from having to make that expensive and lackadaisical trip to the butcher shop. Instead, you're going to get high quality, fresh cut meat delivered directly to your door. Okay. Good Chop has been a lifesaver for me. What they do is they offer fully customizable boxes of high quality meat and seafood delivered to your door on your schedule. On your schedule, Dan. The products are vacuum sealed and frozen at peak freshness so that you can stock your freezer and cook them whenever you want, which is great for my wife and I because sometimes we travel, we're gone, we have things stocked up and loaded and ready to cook when we get back and enjoy. Choose from over 70 high-quality cuts, 100% grass-fed ribeyes, wow, USDA prime filet mignon, we did have that. The free-range and organic chicken breast, we did have that. The pork tenderloin is incredible, and the thick-cut bacon just makes you want to become a pig and then eat yourself. Just to name a few, there's also sustainable and wild-caught seafood, salmon, Pacific cod, scallops, shrimp, and more. Anything you like meat-wise, they're going to be there for you. And it's delicious, and it's ready to go. And they send it to you in these packaged, again, vacuum-sealed compartment things that just keep them so fresh and so ready to go. Unlike any other company, or all the other companies out there. Good Chop sources its meat and seafood exclusively from American farms and fisheries. We got the best. So you can support local family farms and independent ranchers right here in the good old USA. And it won't cost you much. That's my favorite part about Good Chop. Their price meals start at $3.74. Good Chop especially prides itself on sourcing meats that come with no antibiotics or added hormones. You don't want those chickens on steroids before they go into your body. No artificial ingredients, only the good stuff, baby. So if you want to get going with this, go to goodchop.com/ALN120 and use promo code ALN120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. I threw up in my mouth because I'm so excited. That's promo code ALN120 at goodchop.com/ALN120 for $100, $120 off your first four boxes. Enjoy the meats. We got them, not just Arby's. Enjoy the episode.
But yeah, the Tropicana, been going there for 10 years. Great club. Laugh Factory there, always great. Had a lot of great moments, shows, met a lot of cool people. Harry Basil, shout out, who runs the Laugh Factory Reno and West Covina now. And the Laugh Factory has been great to my family and I, hooking up rooms and extended stays and just giving us a great time for many years. And now they're tearing it down. So this was one of the last weekends. I think they've got maybe a month left. I think end of March, Harry's actually, I believe, headlining the last weekend at the Tropicana, the Laugh Factory at the Tropicana. And then they're going to shut it down, man. Wild. Now, look, is there semen on the wall? Is there piss on the floor? Yeah. Yeah, man. It's a dirty-ass hotel. Showroom's great. They've got a couple cool restaurants. They've mixed up some bars over time. There used to be a really cool big screen and live band karaoke downstairs. It was a blast. Then they tried to, you know, create some cool, flashy, slick lounge that closes at like 10 p.m. So they fucking blew it on that one. The people who bought the Trop apparently did not want to invest any money in actually making it cool. At one point, they had a beach club, an outdoor beach club. 50 Cent was there. But they just couldn't get it going. You can't compete when you're across from MGM, Caesars, Paris, Bellagio. Oof. You got that fountain show at the Bellagio. Tropicana's got its own fountain show. It's two guys peeing in each other's mouths in the fucking sportsbook area. But that being said, good times, great oldies, and we'll miss the room because the shows were a lot of fun. So shout out to George, Harry, Richard, Pat, who's been bartending at the Tropicana for 46 years. Can you imagine bartending for 46 years? Can you imagine living for 46 years? I'm 41. I got five more to get to that. By the way, being 41, feeling pretty good. Coming out of Vegas, I'm definitely like, got to take a step back on the smoking and the drinking. Vegas was a lot. Fun, but finally feel like I'm turning that corner where it's like, oof. You know what I'm saying? Everything takes a little bit longer to get back to square one, you know? I need that Mario Brother raccoon or a fireball or a fucking one-up, right? To really, you know, start feeling like I'm a person again. That being said, it's tough to go to Vegas and be sober. We went and saw the Sphere, ate some edibles. Hey, guess what? Bad idea. Oh, man. It starts off, it's like, the world has been around forever. And then it's just this big image of Earth. And it gets bigger and bigger and pushes in slower and slower towards you. And I'm in my seat like, fuck! And it's just coming at me. And my wife's like, are you cool? I'm like, yeah. So I grab some Twizzlers, start fucking stress eating. And then the Earth goes away, and then it shows these two people in like these chambers, and it's like, every year we think about trying to be better versions of ourselves. Mountains, lakes, oceans. We are all living organisms on this side of what it is. But we must move forward together. Look at the beautiful land. And then a spider all of a sudden just goes and pops out of the screen, and you're like, fuck! And then they cut to Africa, and it's like, the horses gallop with the zebras, and the lions munch on the grass, while the monkeys dance in the trees below. And then it cuts to underwater and it's like, minnows and sharks swim about, none more bigger than the rest, as the moon glistens on the mountain tops and the seas, the winds, dreams, and dreams. And then cuts to outer space and you see fucking some planets. And then some people in like Mexico playing some drums. And then it was just a lot of soft, smooth narration, big shots of like, you know, the Grand Canyon. And then it was like somebody climbing on a mountain with no harness. It was all over the place, but breathtaking, right? And on edibles, wow, the visuals were stunning. But it took a lot out of me. The lead up walking into the sphere was bananas. And then you get in there and it's high up. You walk up a lot of stairs. No doubt someone's fallen. And that's a bad fall. You fall down the stairs inside the sphere, you're breaking most bones. Not all bones. But people are going to start calling you Bones the TV show because you're going to break everyone in your body. Yeah. Your new nickname is David Borealis. I think that's the guy from Bones. I never watched it. I never watched Bones. I dated a girl who loved Bones. She was like, David Borealis, I think of you when I ride you. I was like, I just asked you what time it was. We're done. Can you imagine breaking up by going, you're out of here? Do you think major league umpires, when they break up with their spouses, girlfriends, lovers, what have you, go, hey, Deb, you know what? Things ain't working out. Between you and I, you're out of here. I hope that happens. Because then she laughs and she's like, all right, that was a funny breakup. Funny breakups are a must. Sad breakups turn into lust. No, I don't know. I was looking for a rhyme. But when you sad breakup, no one wins. Funny breakup. I don't know how you do it because, you know, emotions are high. Feelings are heavy. Anyway, Sphere, shout out. It's cool. Can't wait to go see the Dead and Company there. I think they're next on tap to do a concert there. It'd be cool to go see comedy there. The sound was great. Kind of shook the seats. Do you ever go to that Shrek 4D thing at Universal Studios? When I was working there, they put that in. And it was like the seats would shake. When Donkey sneezed, yeah, fucking water shot out. I think when there was like, you went through a spider web and there was wind. And then they kind of had, they blew air and smoke in your face. I think Shrek farted or Fiona queefed and they blew some, I don't know. I forget. But they had some elements of the show that made it more interactive. That was cool. So they did a little bit of that at the Sphere. And then we flew back. And wow. Wow. Don't know when I'm going back to Vegas. But I do know that I'll be excited. Because that's every time. Like I said earlier. Whoa. Look at everything around you. Vegas, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. We've got drunk people in the streets and whores eating meat treats off their feet and belly dancers trying to get people to watch them play. It's Vegas, you say? There's pools and money and drugs and funny. Seinfeld and Adele. There's a guy who looks like Hitler in hell doing a one-man show next to the Australian go-go dancers. Yeah, there's a lot to do out there. LA is trying to get their own sphere, I heard. Extra, extra, read all about it. LA adds more bullshit. A lot of tour dates coming up. A lot of shows. I am on the road a lot from now until October. And more being added. Added some shows at the Den in Chicago. Just confirmed a show in St. Louis at the City Winery in September. I'll be with Matt Rife at the Chicago Theater for 8 shows in the end of May. Coming up, again, thank you, Houston Riot Comedy Club. But coming up, I will be on the road with Bert Kreischer, March 14th through the 17th. Tickets at BertBertBert.com. And then the end of March, the 28th through the 30th, I'll be at Olson Run Comedy Club in Eugene, Oregon. That's a new club. Come out and see me there. April 4th through the 6th, Royal Oak, Michigan, the Comedy Castle. Haven't been there in quite some time, 10 years, I think. Had to cancel a few times, and they book it far out. Pumped to come back. April 4th through the 6th. And then April 18th through the 20th, I will be at Denver, the Comedy Works downtown. Cannot wait for that. Oh, and March 23rd in Austin, Texas, for the Don't Tell, or Can't Even, I'm sorry, Can't Even Comedy Festival, March 23rd. And then again, Royal Oak, April 4th through the 6th. Denver Comedy Works, April 18th through the 20th. And then May, we've got, what do we got in May? Fuck, I can't think that far ahead. Well, the Netflix is a Joke Fest, for sure. And some other cool shows in town that I might be at. And I can't say more than that. And then we've got Pittsburgh, we've got Boston, we've got San Diego, and we've got Cleveland, and we've got Tacoma, Washington. A lot. Florida, Nashville. I just confirmed Nashville for October. AdamRayComedy.com for all those tickets and tour date info. Of course, Adam Ray Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Adam Ray YouTube channel. Of course, subscribe to the About Last Night podcast YouTube channel and share it with your friends and your haters. Watch the new Dr. Phil Live with Bill Burr. It's a banger. And, of course, my documentary, Doug, put up a image right here. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. Very proud of it. Share it. 45 minutes. It's a feel-good story. Tug at the heartstrings and definitely inspire you. If it doesn't, you're dead inside because it's a moving, moving story. All right. I think that's it. Good week. Better week coming up. Who knows? Life is up and down all the time. But if you're living and you're healthy, then what do you got to complain about? All right. I'll see you guys next week.